Please locate the responsive reading of Psalm 139 in your hymnals. Congregants will read the print in bold letters. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you, for the night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, Psalm 139 is a beloved text reminding us that God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us, God is with us, and God's greatest gift is allowing us to know God. In this text that we just read together, the most basic confession is offered. God is there for us. When we were knit together in our mother's womb, when we go through challenging times, God hems us in behind and before and accompanies us on life's journey.
Let's begin this sermon with a review. The last time I preached was the first Sunday after Christy's departure. It was the first Sunday of Annalise's official interim time, and it was the first Sunday of our rooted, growing, and fruiting emphasis for the fall. As a congregation, we knew that pastoral candidates would soon come for a visit, but you did not yet know their identity. The pastoral visitation weekend was a time of excitement and enthusiasm for the future as we met and called Ben and Cindy to be our new co-pastors. Together, through the autumn season, we considered rooted, growing, and fruiting under Annalise's capable leadership and other voices of leadership within our congregation. And we anticipated the arrival of January 15th, which marks the new chapter for Stone Church, with the beginning of Ben and Cindy's life and ministry among us. We worked together as a congregation, journeying through the interim time, picking up additional responsibilities as needed, caring for one another, and anticipating the future. Someone recently asked me how many times I would use the word transition in this sermon. I responded rather offhandedly that I was trying to avoid the T word, if at all possible, because our time of transition has been long. We are blessed that our search process was quick. Many churches search for a couple of years. However, our time of transition, in my mind, began the day we received Dale Dowdy's retirement letter almost 3 years ago. Yes, Christy continued as pastor for another 2 years, and we were blessed by Lauren Saganis as a pastoral intern and Annalisa as interim, yet we need to name this. We had a lengthy time of transition. An element of weariness and anxiousness accompanies a time of transition, yet Stone Church also learned a lot about itself. Through the discovery team, intentional deacon work, and most of us assuming additional responsibility, we grew in our understanding of ourselves and as a church family. As with any sermon preparation, I began my work on this sermon by checking out the lectionary scriptures, those scriptures assigned to each Sunday on a 3-year cycle. Imagine my delight when I discovered the psalm for today is 139, which is described as the Bible's major literary and theological treasures, one of the treasures. This beloved psalm contains many cherished phrases, one of which is, "You knit me together in my mother's womb." This is a scripture text which our prayer shawl ministry holds as integral to our work. We are knit together as individuals created by God. We are also woven together as a faith community with God's ever-present love, guidance, and knowledge. Let's explore a little of David's thought through parts of this psalm. As he composed this psalm, David found himself surrounded by ruthless enemies. But he takes comfort in God's omniscience by the word no. David can live in his hostile world because he knows that the Lord knows him completely and knows his situation completely. He finds security in being known. David professes that God has complete knowledge of him, his movements, thoughts, and words. "You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me," proclaims David. He sees the Lord's knowledge as a blanket of security. It surrounds and guards him. "You knit me together in my mother's womb," observes David. And this gives the imaginative picture of God as the weaver, the potter, weaving and shaping everyone. David gives the most basic confession in this psalm. God is there. Creating, blessing, knowing, God is there. All knowing, all surrounding, knitting together, God is there. God knows Stone Church. God knew about the beginning of Stone Church as the Broombaugh cousins answered their call that they sensed to establish a brethren congregation in Huntington. The Broombaugh cousins are our forebears in faith, woven, knitted into the history of Stone Church. As other forebears in faith sensed a call to construct this church building, God knew about the modest $18.50 used as the seed money for this building. Those faithful stewards of funds, design, and construction who stepped out in faith with $18.50 and with a campaign to build this building, and they answered the call they sensed. We are woven together, knitted together in rich history. God knew the beginning of Stone Church. God knows the opportunities and challenges that our congregation faced through its 140-year existence. This was a good reminder to me as I prepared this sermon. The Huntington Church, not yet known as Stone Church, was recognized as a separate congregation in 1878. So 2018 marks the 140th year of existence of this congregation. A milestone year. God knew Stone Church. God knows Stone Church. And God led us to this point, the eve of the new chapter of ministry for Stone Church. We don't know what the future holds for Stone Church, but we are stepping faithfully into that future, trusting in God's guidance as we welcome Ben and Cindy as our pastors. Bishop Marianne Budd recently wrote an article on the early seasons of ministry, which holds several applicable thoughts for us. A new season of ministry holds a lot of assumptions and expectations on both sides of the relationship. There will be challenges and opportunities, some of which we anticipate and some which will surprise us. Yet this new chapter follows a lengthy time of prayer and discernment in which we trusted God's ever-present guidance. Our search team worked prayerfully and diligently on Stone Church's behalf as we searched, interviewed, and selected Ben and Cindy as the candidates for a visit. Ben and Cindy have been diligent in prayer as they discerned opportunities for their call to co-ministry and what is best for their family. And here we are on the eve of what we hope to be a long chapter in the life of Stone Church. Bishop Budd offers four priorities for a good start to a new season of ministry. The first, relationships. It takes time for those who have been called as spiritual leaders to become the leaders. There's no shortcut for this kind of relationship building that is the foundation of every healthy church. We need time to grow together. As a congregation, we need time to become accustomed to Ben and Cindy's styles of preaching and leading. And they need time to get to know us. We will grow together as we weave our relationship. Dale McClure said something very wise after the visitation weekend. He said, "I want to tell the Latimers that they have really big shoes to fill, but instead we should say, you wear your own shoes and we'll wear ours and we'll grow together." One caution to us all is not to take a deep breath and say, "Wow, we are glad the new pastors are here. We don't have to help anymore." We can take that deep breath and say, "Wow, we're glad Ben and Cindy are here. What can we do to help?" We need to remember that they are adjusting to new ministry with three small children. How can we help? There is plenty to do here at Stone Church, and each one of us are called to ministry in some way in this faith community. God is knitting us together in relationships. We are woven together. Second priority, gentle, courageous ministry evaluation. We certainly know there are plenty of tasks to do for both parishioners and pastors. There are sermons to prepare, budgets to manage, committee agendas to be created, visits to be made, anthems to be rehearsed, light bulbs to be changed, NYC funds to be raised, nursery caregiving schedules to be made, Christian education teachers to be called, lessons to be prepared, hospitality events to be planned, frozen pipes to fix, and the list continues. That's exhausting just to read the list. Ronald Heifetz and Marty Linsky and Leadership on the Line suggest taking the balcony view. Step away from the hubbub a bit, they say, to get an overall perspective. Imagine being on a balcony and surveying the situation. In the early years of ministry, time for reflection and evaluation is crucial, both in the congregation and for the pastors themselves. Whether a retreat day or days, heartfelt conversations in meetings, small group setting reflection, this is crucial. God is knitting us together in church programming and envisioning. We are woven together. The third priority is weathering a storm. We all know that storms will come, we just don't know when. Stone Church needs to weather those storms together. We are counseled that how we weather the storm has a greater lasting impact than the storm itself. When a storm comes, there is no choice but to move through it. And when a storm passes, and it will pass, we need to take time to evaluate. What did we learn? What could we have done better? How did we sense Christ's presence with us? God is knitting us together as we weather the storms that will come. We are woven together. And the fourth priority, deepening our relationship with Jesus. Again, this is a task for ourselves personally, but also as a faith community. The vitality of congregations depends on spiritual renewal and commitment to deep, transformative encounter with God's love as revealed to us in Jesus. If we don't tap into this wellspring, we are running on our own energies, which are not enough. God is knitting us together as we continue to grow in spiritual development. We are woven together. So we've gotten the sermon title part of woven together, but what about the so that part? Tom Berlin, a minister in Herndon, Virginia, suggests that the two most powerful words for leaders are so that. Those who learn to use these two words, he says, will discover a way to clarify the intended fruitful outcome of every endeavor. Berlin says that when we look, we find a lot of biblical inspiration for this kind of thinking. Let your light shine before others, Jesus said, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, writes Paul to the Romans, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. So what are Stone Church's faithful outcomes to our ministry endeavors? We participate in Sunday morning worship so that we may strengthen our spiritual lives both individually and as a faith community that gives praise to God. Church musicians practice faithfully and speakers craft their words so that the worship is rich. We provide food to the food bank so that persons in our community have adequate provisions. The children of Stone Church read over 383 books during Advent and raised enough money for 13 llamas, at least 3 hives of bees, and 1 goat, so that recipients may know of God's love through folks they never even met. And here we are on January 14th, 2018, woven together as the Stone Church of the Brethren, so that our mission and ministry continue well into the future. Let's try it together. Say it with me. We are woven together so that our time with Ben and Cindy as pastors will hopefully be long and fruitful. We are woven together so that Stone Church's ministry will occur within and beyond these walls of our church building. Whether working for environmental stewardship, disaster response, food bank, finding ways to work for peace and justice so that all may feel freedom and respect, we are called to work for the glory of God and our neighbor's good in so many ways. We are woven together so that we fulfill our mission statement of Stone Church seeks to be a Christ-centered community where all are spiritually nourished, equipped, and empowered to continue the work of Jesus peacefully, simply, together. Because of the strength of our weave to one another and to God, Stone Church congregation journeyed through our time of transition in a very healthy manner. We are woven together as a community, but our weave is not so tight that we can't welcome or include others. We are woven together in commitment so that all may feel welcomed. As a way of demonstrating our welcome to Ben and Cindy and our weaving together in a new chapter of the life of Stone Church, we invite them forward to receive prayer shawls. I also invite Jeff as board chair, Brooke as moderator, and all of the prayer shawl stitchers who are present today. Ben and Cindy, we are so grateful to God that the timing was right for you and for Stone Church as we were all together in the search process. We trust in God's direction and weaving us together. These shawls were selected for you and crafted by our prayer shawl ministry. At the time we were made, we did not know who would receive them, but God knew, and we trusted the blessing upon those shawls. May these shawls warm you and remind you of God's ever-present love and guidance. As the psalmist David said, you hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. May the shawls comfort you when the storms come. May the shawls be a symbol of this congregation's love for you and acceptance with gratitude and anticipation of being woven together so that we may all continue the work of Jesus peacefully, simply, together. And to Everett, Cyrus, and Ezra, we gave you each a prayer square. These are little cloths to remind you that we are glad you are in the Stone Church family. We are glad you are here, and we love you. And you can put that little square in your bed or on your pillow or in a pocket, but may it remind you that you are loved and cared for. Please join me in prayer. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together. Weave a design of threads and newness and faithfulness. Bless Pastor Ben and Pastor Cindy with strength, peace, and wisdom as they become our new leaders. Create a pattern that is unique to Stone Church as we faithfully seek to answer your call to ministry within and beyond these walls. Weave us in a pattern that is loose enough so that all are welcome and included. With gratitude for your faithful presence and your beautiful creations, we pray in your Son's name. Amen.